We're here to save Canada, Spodcast 27.
Spodcast.
Hello.
Hello.
In it.
Well, it's a Spodcast.
Is it?
Yeah, another one.
Well, yeah. Hopefully it's better than last week's. Sorry about that.
There was nothing wrong with last week's. It had an air of
shitness about
unpreparedness and, you know,
a lack of direction in every way.
Which we have to say we do not have this week. We do not have a lack of direction.
I would like to make a point that I did try to end it several times before I actually managed to, you know, end
it. But next time, you know, end it or don't end it, there is no try. If it needs taken out and shot, right, take it out and shoot it.
That I will do.
Spodcast.
It's the special Old Yeller edition.
Okay.
I've never seen that film. All I know is that they shoot the dog.
Yeah, that's all I know as well. I only know that because it was on Friends.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See?
Yeah, sorry if we've just spoiled that film for anyone.
We haven't even told them what film it is, so I don't think we have. Well, until they watch it and they go...
Old Yeller.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off. What an unimaginative title.
Exactly.
It could be worse.
It could be raining.
But no,
have you seen the rain?
But at the Titanic, right, everybody dies. It's not spoiling it.
Well, I didn't know about it until, you know... I saw it on the telly.
Spoil. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
No, let me carry on, right?
I have no choice.
Passions, yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
He dies at the end, but he gets better.
Well, hey.
You mean what? The Passion of Christ?
Yeah.
Oh right, yes. Okay. Okay.
Which have I mentioned that done to the music of Benny Hill before? I have recently.
Yes. That is classic.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. What were you going to say then? Before I so rudely interrupted.
I was going to say, let's move on.
Yes.
All right. And now we have.
We're still going to talk about the rain.
Yeah. It's been seriously raining here today.
It's been quite frivolous here.
Many weeks of ridiculous heat.
Yeah.
It decided to really come down.
I walked home in that.
You're in France.
Well done.
In shorts.
Oh right. Yeah.
For an hour.
Shorts.
An hour the rain.
Coats as goalposts, short trousers, all boys. Ah, the great game.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hang on, we're not supposed to be mentioning that. Sorry, yeah. You were saying.
It was wet. Very wet. I mean, apart from that, you can hear this. That's my computer being rather my dual 2 GHz G5, which is now end of line. As we discussed previously.
End of line. It's post end of line, mate.
Yeah, and it's making so much noise because of the heat.
It's so far beyond the line. The line's a dot to it.
The line has had Lord Beeching have a go at it.
Anyway.
Didn't you used to deliver his papers? We've done that one before.
Yeah, I did.
It's a clip show, everybody.
Yeah, we should do one of those. We should do a best of.
A clip show is that.
Clip show? You mean a recap episode?
No, it's that episode of The Simpsons, every series, where they just show clips of previous episodes and work them into a story. And it just ends up being like Family Guy.
We should mention.
I once saw an episode of something that was really good for a clip show. Have I mentioned that one before?
No.
No.
It was Xena.
Warrior Princess?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm quite dismayed that you actually watch it, but okay.
Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. I've downloaded like...
Brilliant!
Sorry. I've been watching... I borrowed the DVD...
You borrowed the DVDs off a friend of yours whose name you don't know.
Yeah, off a friend of a friend and his dog, right?
Which,
I've been watching Xena Season 1, every episode in order.
Okay.
Because I've never watched every episode of Xena in order before.
And it's good, is it?
It fucking kicks ass.
Okay.
It's a great show.
Okay.
Yep. It's really dark and humorous and fairly bitter, which I quite like.
And she ululates.
She what?
Ululates.
You mean wobbles?
Ululate, that's the proper term for what she does.
Is it?
Yep.
Excellent. I must write that down. Ululates. Drinks from the furry cup.
I've written down bullet eight to link in the show notes that I'm a bit stuck with this week.
What do you mean stuck with? We all take our turn.
Stuck with?
It's my turn to be stuck with them.
Anyway, we volunteered you.
let's just make the point. This being our 27th show is what, everybody? It's our into the second half of the year.
It's into what?
We've done 6 months worth.
And
half ish.
Wow. As, 26
said it
weeks,
today?
Isn't it? Pretty much.
Yeah, who said it earlier today? So someone said they got over a day's worth of Spodcast sitting on their hard drive.
Was that Proton?
Could be.
Yeah.
That's quite a scary thought.
It really is, isn't it? And he's listened to them all.
We really should get a life. Oh, hang on. This is our life.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got one. He's just listening to it.
We spend the entire week preparing for this, as I'm sure you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. We still haven't got to the first item on our agenda.
Well, let's skip the first item and talk about, I've forgotten his name, John Alien.
Yeah, John Alien.
Who
doesn't know who Ned is?
Yes.
Honestly.
Do you know what? There are people sitting in their cars listening to this going, "You don't know who Ned is?"
I imagine the screams on commuter trains up and down the country all over the world.
Both of them.
Screams of Ned. That's quite a scary thought, actually.
So does anyone want to explain
Ned will be screaming at the top of his voice, "Don't you know who I am?"
But you know what it means? It means we need to get Ned back on. He's lost his, I don't know what the word is.
Nedness.
Yeah, that'll do.
His current legitimacy.
So we'll get him back on. We'll reintroduce him to the masses.
Bye, Ned.
Hi, Ned. Hi, Ned.
Yeah, hello, Ned, by the way.
He's not answering.
He's not, is he?
No, he's not.
He's a long way away. And it will be a particularly wet piece of string today.
Yeah, probably. Although I don't think the sea gets any wetter in the rain.
Doesn't
I may
it?
Be wrong.
I think it does, you know.
Yeah, I think it does as well.
The English Channel probably does, yeah.
add water. just add water.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes.
Duck freak. Sorry.
shall we hit the first item, then?
Yes, let's
hit it. What are we doing first? Are we doing them in order?
Let's just mention, let's all take our hats off and mourn the death of the Open Darwin Awards.
The Closed Darwin.
Yes.
Did it actually have any offspring to leave behind it?
It did have a couple of very, very popular projects.
Yes. WebKit.
So it's not entirely Darwin then.
Darwin Ports was the biggest one, really. WebKit was fairly huge.
It's not Falcode. It hasn't Darwined itself out of Darwin Awards, no.
But
right.
For those who don't know, Open Darwin is the project that was created to basically open source the core of OS X and have lots of other projects sitting on top of it to sort of promote the whole thing. But it's died a bit of a horrible death.
The developers
after just 4 years.
The developers have complained that they were just basically becoming a hosting service for other projects.
Yeah.
That then moved into OS X proper.
They were becoming basically SourceForge. They were becoming SourceForge for OS X, which is not a bad thing in my opinion, but there you go. Yes.
But then SourceForge do that anyway.
They do, which I assume is where most of the projects that continue will end up.
Yeah.
Or they'll start a new one or something. I mean, Darwin Port is on there, WebKit's on there, a few other bits and bobs. But the most remarkable thing that Darwin brought most people, most visibly, was the hacks to allow the kernel to work on standard PC machines.
Which was, probably the nail in its coffin.
Apple.
That would be the nail in its coffin.
No, that was picked up and used by Apple, surely.
Yeah, possibly, actually. who knows?
Being able to boot Windows on a Mac these days. let me think. Yep, that's not piracy. That's just being welcomed into the folds of the... into Satan's armpit.
into the folds of Satan's armpits.
Yeah.
That's a lovely image, that is.
Well, I could have said butt crack.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and you just did.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You did indeed.
Like, I mean, all right then, I could have said Satan's hairy butt crack.
Anyway, we're moving off the topic again.
What topic?
Anyway,
Darwinistically.
In my opinion, Open Darwin's problem was that they tried to push Darwin as a replacement for Linux, which it was never ever going to be.
I'm not sure they did, you know.
They did. They so did. They were trying to push it as a, you know, this is a great system. It sits beneath OS X. It's got a rock because of that. You know, it's come out of Apple. You want to start using it. You want to start developing tools for it. You want to make it as big as Linux. No.
Yeah, but I think it was actually aimed to squarely hurt Solaris, personally.
Well, either way, it was never going to do either.
Or one of the BSDs. I think it was hoping to put itself in the ranks with the BSDs. And let's face it, that wasn't going to happen.
No.
It would have to be remarkably good. Well, FreeBSD really rocks.
Oh, yeah, it's not a bad system, but the problem is they're coming at it from a very distant second already. From OpenBSD, NetBSD, FreeBSD, all that set, which are very well established. And OpenDarwin just hit a flooded market, I think.
So. I think they did, apart from the fact that the actual OpenDarwin project didn't actually create anything, I think they did all right. And it's a shame, but it was inevitable. So, farewell OpenDarwin.
Yes.
I think the world was probably better off with them than without them.
Not that I have
obviously had any experience of them whatsoever.
Well, see,
would just be my view.
If they'd have open sourced the OS X interface, then maybe it would have had more legs.
That would have been suicidal.
But it would have had more legs.
WebKit, however, has been picked up by Nokia and... Who else does it? Is it Danger? Anyway, Nokia used WebKit for their phones. Because they took KHTML, and the KHTML guys aren't too happy with the way it's going, but hey, tough guys, that's the way open source goes. You can't stop a fork. And WebKit just kicks bottom.
You can't kill the signal.
WebKit, for anyone who doesn't know, is the engine behind Safari and basically anything netty in OS X.
Yeah. Nice idea. It's like the iExplore DLL, I believe.
Well, you say that, but...
Well, it isn't anything like... But it's the same concept.
Yeah, except no.
No.
I mean, yes, it is the same concept, but the iExplore DLL is not
rubbish.
What I think it is. Anyway.
Fair enough.
Let's not get into that. Yes.
No. Although we can stick with Windowsy stuff and...
should we go gaming?
Oh, gaming! You want to go gaming instead?
Well, we can go gaming, or we can go AMD.
AMD or gaming?
Oh yeah, your choice. I'm ready for either.
Start on your AMD price drops then.
Okay.
AMD this week, or this in the last week or two, have dropped their AMD 64 prices.
Quite considerably, up to 71%, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, sort of like on average 40-60% price drop because Intel.
For those who've just bought one, it's not very good news, really.
No, it is, because what it means is they can now buy another one really cheap.
Yeah.
Except they can't. So, haha! But,
yeah, cheers for that.
Because actually, in actual fact, you see, right, the price drop of 40-60% is there to combat the fantastic Intel Core Duo. Yeah.
Which apparently kicks bottom.
You get a top level called Duo, and yes, it's going to cost you, but boy, it's going to smack bottom.
But didn't Intel just slash Pentium prices by 60% as well?
Pass.
Don't know. But anyway, if you're buying a new AMD, you're buying into the, what do they call it, AM2 socket.
Mm.
So you're already buying another motherboard. And DDR2 memory.
Which is...
So,
you know,
considering
thanks
for the price cut, you wankers.
Yes, but considering the current performance of the ones they're cutting,
yeah,
it's not that bad a thing to stick with those for the moment.
Well...
It's not... The pace is moving so quickly that I don't think
you're
going
to be hard-pressed to find a Socket 939 processor now.
Yeah.
Well, they don't make them anymore.
No, they don't make them, but there must be a huge stockpile sitting somewhere.
Try finding
probably
a Socket A motherboard.
Huh?
Try finding a Socket A motherboard.
Yeah, quite.
Why? I've got a lot of slot motherboards.
Well, I've got a boxed Asus slot socket A motherboard. That
I've got a box full of, I think there's nine.
Thing
nine
is,
slot
right, is that your socket A was good for how much? 1.3 gig?
Pass.
Socket A?
I don't do hardware.
Oh, hang on, you could get a 2600, couldn't you, for socket A?
26? 3200? XP3200. Oh, yeah, that goes 2.2 gig.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which perfectly cromulent processors.
Very, very good.
Cromulent.
Yeah, XP3200 plus processor is a very, very fine processor, says he, with one in one machine, an XP3000 in another, and an XP2400 in another. I mean, these are good processors.
They don't suck.
No. However, the Intel Core Duo is...
it's a bit special.
Yeah.
I mean, it manages to match the AMD for memory bandwidth and latency. Considering that the AMD has on-die memory controller, that's no mean feat, because the Core Duo doesn't at the moment.
It was good enough to get Apple to Intel.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything, because the G5 was good enough to get Apple to...
IBM.
Yeah. And look how that worked out for both parties.
Well, yeah, IBM just didn't update the processor. But we went into that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We're rehashing old ground for those people who haven't been listening before.
For those Hello, people who listeners. Don't know who Ned is.
Hello, new listeners.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
G'day.
Okay, a link to AMD and a link to Intel. I don't think they're really necessary, are they?
Not really.
No.
to be honest.
So I think the last thing in the show notes so far is Ululate.
Ululate. I mean, you could get Darwin. Something like an Anand Tech article on the differences between the AM2 AMD64 processors and the Core Duo, if you wanted.
Oh, there's one in the register.
That'll do.
And its title is Intel Core 2 Duo versus AMD Athlon 64 FX62. I think that'll do.
Hmm. That'll do nicely.
Cool.
Too busy buying ATI to make any chips, eh, lads? Yes, lovely. So,
yeah.
Onwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was next? Not football, apparently.
Yes, no, what was that about?
Oh, God, I had a rubbish game of football yesterday, that's all.
I thought you were getting right into it. You said I could be good.
He didn't have a rubbish game.
No, I said I could be low average. I could be average.
Well, that's good for me, so, you know.
Yeah. So the problem was, is the Tuesday before the game, I practiced and injured my leg, the front of my thigh, pulled a muscle really, really badly, hobbled home, and the next day was the match. So I turned up thinking, well, last night I couldn't walk, today I can walk, so I'm getting better. It helps, and nothing was going to deter me.
Okay.
So I thought I'll warm up at the beginning of the match and I'll play. And I warmed up and thought, I'm not going to be able to play at the beginning, but if I come on for 20 minutes at the end, I can do a gazza. While everyone else is
mad, cry
I can run
in front of everybody.
Cry. That's the one, yeah. Or get my nads pulled by another player or something. You know, the usual gazza stuff.
Yeah.
But instead, they offered
Release
to make
a shit record.
Oh, yeah. Fucking the tiny is all mine. Why, aye? Or
it could
I could...
Worse.
Yeah, it could be
there
ready.
Are worse records.
Worse
like the Anfield
records.
Rap.
Oh dear God.
There's
let's
one
not,
for scary.
Let's not go there. Yeah.
Hmm. Yes, so carry on.
Anfield Rap.
Carry on telling us about the football we're not mentioning.
No, we're not talking about it. So they put me as a referee instead. And I said, do you mind being a referee for a bit? And I couldn't run as fast as I wanted.
And you made the stupid mistake of not instantly saying no.
Fuck off! I didn't say fuck off fast enough, so
yeah.
Maybe the ref, and it was shit. It was absolute shit. So...
You playing again?
That's it. Well, hopefully, I'm not reffing. I'm never reffing again. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. So whether or not I play again is down to health, probably. In other words, yes, I'm playing again.
Cool.
You're doing a Rooney.
Yeah, I'm going to do a Rooney and have everyone talking about my leg.
Okay.
I'm not
for, like,
good enough.
Days.
I don't think I'm important enough in the team to actually have people discussing me. But I think
yeah,
it's entertaining
you know,
to think
I'm not entirely sure that Rooney was either. But that's not for me to say.
No, the team didn't discuss him. The entire country did instead.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he was.
Oh, fuck off.
Let's not discuss the football because it will annoy Elliot.
Shall we talk about games?
Yeah. All right, I'm up for this.
Are you?
Well, of course, it's your section.
This should be fun.
Oh, yeah, all right. Just pretend I've posted that link, right?
What link?
That link to that picture.
That's a pretty picture.
Oh, the pretty...
Isn't that
yes.
gorgeous?
My God, is it ever.
That is the demo of... Oh, well, that's probably not the demo, but the demo has just been released of the new GTR game. Which
that's
is GTR 2 by Simbin the Shits.
Are they still shits, though?
No.
See?
That's the problem. I don't know how the lobby works for the multiplayer in the full released game, so we're kind of holding back on the shit label. But the people they release their games through, their publishers, Tentacle, have dropped Starforce.
Yay!
Exactly. So,
again,
GTR comes out, I'll be buying it on the day it's released.
Yeah, said that.
Did they give that a last year with the 2 years ago with the proper GTR. Did they give a reason for dropping it?
Yeah.
Because it's shit and they know it is?
You're shit.
To get back to the refereeing story.
You know you are. Yeah.
But
yeah.
So... But no, I've not actually played the demo. It's been out for a week, but I've not played it because I've been too busy. But I thought we could speak to a couple of people who have if you want.
That would be a great idea.
Well, we can try.
We can try.
We can give it a go.
Who do you want to start with?
Do you want to try Smoking Bob first?
Okay. Is that
Boob
the one with...
Simpleton, his real name
Boob
is.
Simpleton. Okay.
What's his real name?
This
Boob
could
Simpleton.
This could be most interesting.
Boob Simpleton. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Excellent.
Boob
that sounds
Simpleton.
Likely.
It's ringing.
I'm in a phone booth, it's a one across
oh,
the
God.
Hall. Don't tell me you didn't think that.
No, I didn't.
Will he answer an unlisted number?
Well, he knows we're calling him.
Okay.
But he did say that he might be in a meeting or something. So if we can't get through to him, we have to phone
the other one.
Alex Martini.
Yeah, this is Bob. Leave me a message and I'll get back here as soon as I can. Thanks a lot.
No, we're
Hi,
not going
to
leave you a message, you motherfucker.
You're on this podcast.
Yeah, okay.
You were nearly on this podcast.
Right, let's
hang
that one up.
True.
Let's try the other one instead.
Yeah. This is Alex Martini, who asked the question, how do we do it?
Yeah, this is how.
This is it.
Yeah. Okay, that one's ringing as well.
It's always a good sign.
Oh, this is good TV.
This is almost live. Well, it is live for us.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, is Alex Martini there, please?
Hello?
Hello, is Alex there?
No, you got the wrong number, sir.
Oh, okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
Shh, oops.
Poor dear probably didn't quite understand the foreign accent.
Hang on.
Up the apples and stairs to see the trouble and strife. The old cocker.
Give us a song on the old Joanna.
Oh, knees up, Mother Brown. And knees up, Mother Brown. Ringing the phone. Knees up, Mother Brown.
Was that the same number or a different one?
What do you mean? Was that? So I'm just looking up the number that you gave me.
Oh, right.
It's 555.
It's very long and it ends in a 3.
Oh, yes, I'm dyslexic.
Yes. Oh, fantastic.
That's great.
Who the hell did we just ring?
I don't know, but we should have got a date.
Pardon?
Should we give out the number online
No, I don't think.
Didn't you think she sounded up for it?
No, not so much, really.
I thought she sounded a little bit too young to be up for it. With anyone wishing to try...
What do you mean? Sliding scale, Jared. Sliding scale.
Clip show. Anyone wishing to try out for a date, can phone 917-555. There you go.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what your dyslexic last four numbers were, so...
7883.
Well, that's good.
Not really. Okay. Yes. Contacts. Add. Let's try this again.
Don't you just love abusing new technology in a way that it's not meant to be abused?
Oh, this is exactly what this is for. What do you mean?
Exactly. Well, Skype wasn't made for podcasting.
That's true. But we made it work.
Yes.
Okay. I wish to ring that person back and say, you've just been on.
You're on this podcast. Aha!
Okay, we are... Are we ringing? Yes, we're ringing.
Ringing.
Nice. Still ringing.
Ring, ring.
Thing is, the ring doesn't come through on the recording.
Ring, doesn't it?
I don't think so.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello, Alex?
Yes.
Where's Elliot?
Hello? Who is it?
You're on this podcast.
Yeah, where's Elliot gone?
I think we've lost Elliot. Oh dear. We're just going to have to get Spadge back. But apart from that, he fell off.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
He hasn't fallen off mine yet. Hi, Alex, how you doing?
What's going on? Oh, there you are, Elliot. Hi. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Elliot. It's Spadge here.
I'm on this podcast. Oh, am I really?
I'm afraid so, yes.
Yeah. This is not good, then.
We tried to get Boob Simpleton, but he wasn't answering, or he didn't know how to answer or something.
You're kidding, and they let you down again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty used to that, don't worry about it. It's pretty
So just to let everybody know, you're the head chappy at Auto SimSport, yes?
I am indeed, yes.
Yeah, excellent. We wanted to talk to you about GTR 2.
Right. Why don't you speak to Bob? He's the fanboy.
Because he didn't answer his phone, the idiot.
Oh, I see.
I don't know, I think he's probably doing something with some gas somewhere, I don't know, huffing it or something.
Well, the last time I spoke to him, he was with his car in a car wash.
Probably getting the blood off it, yeah.
Yeah, this is what he does on Thursday afternoon, he gets the car wash. It is pretty creepy, isn't it?
Well, how about emailing Elliot his mobile number and phone him at the car wash?
Yeah, dial him on his cell phone number.
I did dial him on his cell phone number. Did you?
And
that was what the answering machine was. It was Bob's cell phone answer thing.
Ah.
Well, we can call him back if you want. Call him back.
Yeah, call him back. Bob's
You're saying you don't want to talk about GTR 2?
I have no comments on GTR 2 because I've spent about 20 minutes on it. I can tell you though that there is a 1979 mod coming for R-Factor, which is going to really, like, impress you.
I like the plug. I like it.
Except I have nothing to do with it except for the fact that I've been playing for the last week.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
That's all I can say. GTR 2, I don't know, everybody's saying either it's arcade or it's not.
I've heard people say it's arcadey, and I've heard people say it's like it drives like a dream. But arcades do drive like a dream.
Well, in RSC they had a little poll. Well, actually they had about six. But I think yes, that's right. But they had like I think they had one poll which was the real poll as opposed to the other five that went really like the real poll. And that one is definitely in favour at about 60% of GTR 2 being very real.
Yeah, you see, RSC wouldn't necessarily be my first choice for unbiased opinion about, say, a Simbin game. But that's just me.
Yeah, I have nothing to say on this matter. About Simbin and RSC and all that kind of stuff. I have nothing to say. I would say, however, that there is a guy that I know who knows a guy who once knew a guy who washed the car of a guy that used to know the mechanic who used to be GTR, and he says that it's okay.
Excellent.
Al says it's not, and Ian Bell is very behind it, and he thinks it's pretty good. And actually, I've been playing for about half an hour, I think it's pretty good as well. So.
Well, I've had a look at some screenshots, and it does look absolutely beautiful.
It most certainly does, yes.
So if it drives half as well, it's got to be a winner. And they've dropped Star Force, so they get my vote instantly, and I'll be buying it.
They definitely dropped Star Force, yes. And Bob believes that it's very good, so, and he should know, because...
Yeah, but Bob likes Uma Thurman, you know.
That is also very true, but... Actually,
so you have to question his taste somewhere.
Yeah, well, he has time to play these games, so he has nothing else to do with his life.
Maybe GTR 2 has huge thumbs.
Well, you do realise that Bob is living in a trailer without wheels, which apparently doesn't make it a trailer.
So the huge sums would be a bonus, I imagine, for lifting the trailer around.
Yeah.
Maybe she's got, Corey Trevor-style scooping alien arms.
Well, in fact, I believe that on Sundays, Bob takes his little trailer in the back of his car and takes it to the car wash and washes the whole house.
Yeah. You could wash all the dead schoolgirl off the house, yeah. Oh, Bob, how we wish you were here.
We can always call him.
I can call him again if you want.
I think after this you're going to have to, otherwise you'll probably let him... Well, let's not...
We'll either be hearing from Bob or his lawyer, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think...
Or Uma's.
My point, yeah.
Say what?
I think he's gone.
Is he gone?
Anyway, we don't need to worry too much. I mean, I've got Uma Thurman's lawyer on speed dial as it is anyway.
Have you? We should ring her. Or him.
No way. We'd never get a thumbs on the show. You'd be looking at an extra 200 megabytes for a thumbs alone.
Well, I've only got it on speed dial, so I can see when they call me again to make sure oh my god, I've forgotten the word. Moving swiftly on.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh well, so Bob missed out then, yeah?
Yeah, Bob missed out.
Yep.
It's pretty sad,
because... try him again next week.
Yeah, because, you know, he had prepared the whole speech and everything, and he must have very
well, okay, well, why don't we give him a
Bob
call?
Prepared something.
Yeah, you prepared the whole speech and the whole thing. He had like little sticky notes and post-it notes.
We'll get him on next week, or we can mail it in and I'll read it out for him, because I know he has trouble doing it himself. Although, he's had enough practice.
Or we can end this call and give him a quick go. How about that?
Well, Alex, do you want to plug Auto SimSport before you go?
You just did that for me. Thank you very much.
Okay, there you go.
Cheers.
We'll stick a link on the show notes, Jared.
I've already got it lined up.
Excellent. All right, thanks,
cheers,
Alex.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye, Ned. Oh, Alex. Anyhow.
Do you want to try Bob again?
Yeah, what
give
the
Bob
fuck?
A quick go. See,
that was fun.
Speech and everything.
Yeah, the number's definitely right.
Which Hello? Number? Oh, that number.
It's ringing again.
My mummy's not in.
Is that Bob?
Hello, Bob.
Is that Boob Simpleton?
Well, look who's on the phone.
You're on the podcast.
How
welcome.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. Oh, would you excuse me for one moment?
No.
No.
Sure.
No, excuse you for one moment. I've been excusing you for a fucking year.
Send you a live program, you know.
Yeah, fellas. How you doing over there?
Good, not bad. How are you?
Good, man.
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Excellent.
I'm very busy. I'm here working hard to keep the machine going.
Yeah, you're not washing your car then?
Oh, no.
Alex said you're washing your car.
We have machines for that.
Oh, you've been rumbled now. You've been rumbled. That's it. You've been caught out. You told Alex you were washing your car just to get him off the phone, didn't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Rumbled. Brilliant. Uh-huh. Excellent. So GTR 2, do you want to tell us about your experiences with it, because you've played it and I haven't?
Well, I would say first of all, graphically, it's in my opinion a big step up.
I've seen the screenshots and it looks gorgeous.
And they've actually poured a little more love and tender care into the models. They look fantastic. as we look at the replays, they've been improved a bit, so it looks, you know, looks like a real car driving down the road. However, what remains to be seen is the multiplayer, obviously.
Yeah, because
very, very important.
The lobby in the last one with the whole like online validation thing, it really pissed
them off.
Really pissed me off is that.
But what we're all wondering about is the physics, and I can say this. It definitely has more grip than GTR, no question. Now, the other question is this grip too much? Is it too
right.
arcade?
No, that's just the way I asked drives.
On a demo, personally, I'm not going to make that call on a demo. I like the model better because, to me, it feels a bit more connected to the road. It seems, I don't know if anybody else felt this way, but when I was occasionally, I drive the Lister around, I felt like I was on balloons. And I couldn't get that out with a setup. It just felt a little too bouncy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I actually have to say that I found I was bouncing along the road, the long straight at Spa.
Yeah, like you have
I found it difficult to keep the car in a straight line because it was bouncing so much down there.
I found the Lister when you went into brake on, you know, the, on, Enna, what is it called? Enna. When you're on Enna, you know the tire barrel chicane, the really tight chicane.
The really scary one where you close your eyes and pray, yeah.
We used to do that in the Lamborghini a lot, but in the Lister, all the Lister did was just went boinky, 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 boink, and when you put the brakes on, the whole thing just decided to hop. So you couldn't actually control it, and that was rubbish. Didn't you try the Lister
then? That to me was a bit odd, but I think I was
probably faster than you, Jared.
You were. I make no bones about it, yes. I'm not as fast as Sklatch.
Yeah, I have yet to find those 8 seconds everybody seems to be getting on their first try on the track, so of course I suck, but other than that, and that's really the only question mark is I think, and perhaps you followed some of the forum discussions on RSC and elsewhere, the argument about the times being different, I totally throw that out the window. I think I made that point with Grand Prix Legends and Kyalami. Brabham ran a 1:28 to get the pole in 67, and the world record's a 1:17. So I don't think we can judge it on that. Are you going to spin out at 30 miles an hour anymore? Probably not.
Yay!
Definitely took care of that. Yeah, that's good news. But like I say, it would not surprise me because I do feel that the demo of GTR was also a bit not quite where the final physics ended up.
Right.
And I've talked to some folks, I can't reveal the source, they say work with the setups. Just put in a setup in there that's absolutely noob friendly. Work with it. And I think the final game does come out that all these people are still interested in whether the physics are any good or not, if it's going to be all pooped out. From their current discussions and diving into the files and converting tracks over and cars over. And in fact, I saw one guy who didn't like the physics and then came back and said, well, now that I've unlocked the Saline, I like this. I like it a lot. You know, that sort of thing. So, guys, it's all subjective. I just, in no way on demo code am I going to hang it out there. I'm sure I'll have a review soon enough that everybody will be able to just shoot with a shotgun, whatever you want to do. But
you mean your NASCAR one?
Exactly. You know that one, the NETCAR, the RFX, you name it. They're all worthless, basically. But I am very excited. The rain. I didn't even talk about the rain. Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
I am very happy with it. I did the back of the grid start with a downpour, flooded track, and about 4 seconds after the start, it was nothing but a mist. I couldn't see a single car. And it really reminds me of Grand Prix 4. The reflections, the rain, the drop, it's just beautiful. I think they've done a fantastic job on that, even without a wiper, and I don't want to go into that.
Oh, God, the wiper story was a bit of a...
You may have seen the aggravation over the wiper, or lack of them.
Yeah.
To me, I don't really care. I understand why it's not there.
Yeah, I'd have probably disabled it if they had included it, you know. Like, a lot of people turn off the steering wheel.
Sure, sure.
I'd have probably turned off the wiper because it would be annoying.
But I bet if, you know, in a year or two when computers get a little more powerful, they'll be able to put 56 cars and a wiper on each one of them. I think it's just a matter of resources, and I don't mind giving up a wiper. I hope serious guys wouldn't either. But I have to say, overall, I am very, very impressed and looking very forward to the final product in, I believe, September?
Late September, I think they're looking at. So what car comes?
We get the 575 and the Lamborghini Murcielago, I believe, is the one.
Oh, yeah.
The 2004 models.
Right.
And I remember in GTR, I stayed away from the Ferraris because I couldn't look at the accelerator without doing 60 donuts. I could not handle the car. I just couldn't get it set up where it would not spin around. Now, Alex, on the other hand, I mean, we raced at Anna one time, and the guy had a 5-second lead after T1. I'm not as good a driver as him. He's just could handle that. To me, I thought it just spun out too easy. I mean, it's true, it's got 650 horsepower, but it also has, 20-inch slicks or however big those slicks in the back are.
And, yeah, about 8 foot wide, I think.
Yeah, and they're, I know
with the engine almost directly over the axle, so you kind of expect a bit of grip there.
And I know they'll spin, I know it, but I've also watched a couple races, and they have a lot of grip. I don't know what else to say. Those things
that's supposed to be a selling point of Ferraris in general, isn't it? They corner well.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
They have grip.
Absolutely. They have a ton of grip.
Yeah.
And you slap a wing on that thing, and good Lord, granted, they only weigh, their mass is 1,400 kilograms, or is it 1,100?
I don't know.
One of those two. It's pretty light.
Yeah.
But I would say those are my impressions. I am very positive. Live track returns, and it was just entrancing to start in the wet. The weather dynamically changed to cloudy, and the line began to form.
Oh, wow.
In the water. Yes. And then if you went off the line, you got into the rumbles. There's the marbles, the rubber marbles, and you just went all over the place, and then the windshield gets dirty. And one thing that I really, really was struck by is I took a night race at Barcelona, and what was amazing is they did it in the rain, and when you get around the parts of the track where there's spectator stands, it's pretty well lit inside the car from the lights of the track. You get away from that, it gets pitch black. It's dark, and you're going, wait a minute now, this is kind of spooky. Where's my little nightlight at?
Wow.
And it's very smooth, very dynamic, and very immersion enhancing. It's just really. I assume
your tire temperatures drop as soon as you get into the puddles off the dry line, yeah?
Yeah, oh boy. That was one thing I was doing. There's definitely a draft. And as you pull up in a car in the rain, let's say on the straight, your windshield gets worse and worse and worse.
Then
when you pull out, you better brake a bit earlier because, you just said, you're off the line. And there's marbles and wetness. And then there's, of course, some really tasty eye candy treats, such as if you pull up close enough to a car in the rain, you know those little thin strips that come out from under your back tires as you drive around in the rain?
The rooster plumes.
You see that.
Yeah.
You see the on the road itself. You'll see those little subtle strips. And, let's face it, the developers of this sim really know the motor, ISI's motor engine well, and do a very good job of extracting everything that can come out of it. And while we're still using ISI's Motor 1 physics, I believe, it's been tweaked pretty hard.
Right. I thought they'd written their own physics.
Pardon?
I thought they'd written their own physics on top of...
They have access to the code, but I believe it's the Motor 1 code. But when you have the source code, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can pretty much do what you want with hard coding.
Yeah. It's going to be good, I think.
I've not played it,
but from what I hear, everybody's saying.
Luckily for me... in America, I'm probably going to be able to walk into Walmart and buy it for $20 US. GT Legends, GTR were both $19.95 at Best Buy.
Wow.
Which is a steal.
I wonder how much it's going to cost at Play.com.
I don't
know. You guys will pay top dollar, no doubt about it.
Yeah, but Play.com is cheap anyway, you know.
Does it have the Aston Martin?
I think that's going to be Maserati and the, oh boy. It's 2003 and 2004 cars, whatever. Was the DBR9 there?
No, I think it was 2005.
Maybe not then. I don't know.
Oh.
But definitely the Maserati is in. I think the CR6?
The Maserati, the MC12.
Yeah, that's in there.
That came out the same year as the Aston Martin.
Oh, good. Because
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I want to race. And then
between the car models and the skins, they're going to have 144 unique-looking vehicles.
That's nice.
I'm just scrolling through them.
Yeah, I think we're going to be happy with it. But the question mark is the multiplayer. The physics, you know, we got to wait and see on that. My opinion is if it's fun to drive, people are going to drive it whether they don't like the physics or not. That's just the way it is, I think. They're certainly better than other simulators that aren't really sims, but say that. I, of course, can't mention any names.
Yes.
Oh, good, Mercer. Excuse me. But I'm happy. I would have to say they've definitely raised the bar a bit.
But at this point, I will not mention the fact that I have several coder friends who work at Codemasters. I won't mention that at all.
I have.
Do any of them listen to this podcast, Jared?
I think one of them. Oh no, he's freelance now.
Oh, that's okay then.
I think I have every Richard Colin McRae that ever came out. So.
Yeah. I remember a friend of mine was going on about the amount of fun he had doing level of detail textures for. One of the Tocker series. No, what was it? The one that was Race Driver. Race Driver that was Tocker 92 or something on Tocker 812.
Yeah, I heard that was a pretty good one there. The first
the first Race Driver. Yeah, he did loads of the 3D stuff on that. And he should be listening.
Excellent.
But I'll tell you, I can give you guys a little secret here, a little heads up. I can't really go into it, but there's some very, very, very amazing things coming for R-Factor real soon.
Ooh!
Obviously, you've seen the TDP stuff on RSC, so that's not a big secret, but...
No, we don't read RSC.
I can't say more, only that read the next issue of Auto Sim Sport, and you will be enlightened. And let me just say that I have played what I feel is one of the best, if not the best, mods for R-Factor since it came out.
Is that including GTR2?
Yes. It's a different era. It's a different car. But
I know what you're saying.
Badge knows all about it, so
I don't know
anything. I'm not going to scoop myself here.
I'm not saying I don't know anything. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying there were rumors he was
into field hockey players.
And yeah, everything was just so
quiet about it.
Because Bob's a Pixies fan, aren't you, Bob?
The bar is going to go up. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And we're just not going to believe what's coming. It's the true potential.
It's looking to be as evolutionary as the Formula 3 mod was revolutionary for R-Factor.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Just like that. Yep. Cars are going to drop.
Their
heads are going to explode.
There will be no other
awesome
servers on the internet.
and we're all waiting for CTDP and their gorgeous F1 mod. All the tracks, we've already seen Bahrain.
Oh, yeah.
How beautiful that turned out to be.
Oh, yeah,
we're
had a good
the
race
whole
there.
Season, and those guys really do a good job. And I'm not sure about the RH fellas. I haven't heard much from those camps, Ralph Fumerick and those guys. But I can only imagine they're working on something, too.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just it's amazing. It's a year since it came out, and I would have to say it still seems to be pretty popular.
Well, I'm playing it every week. I'm not slowing down at all. And, with our Friday nights, we're getting more and more people every week.
Oh, yeah. Well, we finally got on the server where people wanted to show up and race. Of course, it's probably due to Morantz and all that. It's trouble causing, you know.
Yeah, it's bloody Canadians.
That's right. Fucker.
No offense.
To shut that bridge, but they won't.
He's on holiday anyway. He's not even listening. Haha, moose fucker.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not live, so when he gets back, he will.
Oh, shit. And he's so much faster than me. Is he?
He is very fast. He's a very
He is
driver,
a shocking talent on the track, Jared. Yeah,
I kid around, but he's got what it takes. That guy can drive. No question about it.
Jared, he brakes late, he brakes on time, he's stable, and he powers out, he apexes every corner. He's a real sickening... I mean, he takes the fight to Gregor Hutu when the big race is on.
Saying something.
That's tough to do. You know, and he's probably cheating, let's just be honest with ourselves.
Well, he is Canadian. He's half French.
I mean, look at Jacques Villeneuve. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
No offense. He's my favorite driver.
For a Canadian.
He's my favorite current Canadian Formula One driver.
Oh, he's stellar. So I can't really...
Now, bearing in mind, Villeneuve is the guy who was playing EverQuest instead of fucking Danny Minogue. He's my favorite,
I'm
too.
I'm sorry, but yeah. I mean, Danny Minogue, you'd have to... Who would play EverQuest?
EverQuest, every time. What a man.
You have to be a real geek. Which Villeneuve is. He's
you have to
us.
Have that real dedicated streak.
You are one of us. You are one of us.
Well, I think that's time to call it a night.
Yep. I think that's
so,
a good end of it.
Thanks a lot for commenting, Bob. Or Boob, simple time, whatever
thanks
your name
for
is.
The call. It's absolutely my pleasure. I love your podcast, you guys. You guys do a great job.
Yeah.
And,
you went about last year. You went when you hear this one, mate.
I can only imagine. I've seen some of the photo editing that Spadge is good at, so I can only imagine how this is going to come out.
This doesn't get edited.
Yeah, let's just say we spoke to Alex first.
And I'd like to send a big, if I could, a big kiss out to my gal Uma.
I don't know about that.
You could probably reach her thumbs from where you are.
Yeah.
But,
on speed dial.
I really appreciate it.
Well, you're not very silent, are you?
Oh dear, pardon? Silent Bob.
Not very silent, are you?
No.
He was
He is now.
Bye, Bob.
I should get going. I gotta. Oh golly, it's almost time to go home.
Fantastic. You see, we waste all your time.
I don't want to miss my break, fellas. Jeez.
Who's ringing what? Did someone's phone ring? Stutt's falling off.
No, I haven't.
No, one's falling off.
Master clock. At the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 16 hours, 54 minutes, 45 seconds.
Yep.
Universal Time, 20 hours.
Oh my fucking god.
It's an American speaking clock.
No, that was Uma's lawyer.
You guys okay?
Hey? Yeah, we're fine.
That was Uma's lawyer.
Cheers, Bob.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you guys take it easy, and I can't wait to hear this one.
Yes, you
Thanks,
can.
Thanks, man.
Yes, you can.
Then again, maybe I can.
Yeah, you can.
Have a nice night, fellas.
Catch you later, dude.
Bye-bye.
And if anyone has an email for Bob, you can email him at spodcast@spodcast.org, and we'll read out the letter to him laughing about every single thing in it.
And then we'll be taking the piss out of him on a forum near you.
Of course.
Yeah.
And there you go. That was Silent
yes.
Bob.
And I think as a test of whether we can ring people and ridicule them on the show, that's a definite yes.
That's two yeses and a sorry, my mum isn't here.
So if you have a wrong number you want us to phone, then please let us know.
Yeah, for all your prank calls.
Yes.
Has anyone got Chris Tarrant's number?
No.
Fucking show him.
Why?
Well, he's been prank calling people for years. I think it's about time you phoned him up and told him to fuck off.
I'm sure Uma Thurman's lawyer's got his number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, the word I was trying to think of earlier, before my English left me, was restraining order.
Oh, Bob's got one of those, yeah.
Has he?
So, what's this number we're calling?
Some other
US
speaking
Naval Observatory, the Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 16 hours, 56 minutes, 30 seconds. Universal Time, 20 hours, 56 minutes, 35 seconds.
See, I was interested by... there was a story earlier this week that the British speaking clock is apparently looking for a new voice after some 70-odd years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What do you... What?
Is it time to get
apparently.
Bollocks?
Yes, indeed it is.
That's utter shit, because the speaking clock changed in my lifetime. Because it used to be at the third stroke, and then it went the time
sponsored by Accurist,
or in my case, crime.
No, hasn't it? I thought it had always been the same bloke,
voice.
No,
it used to be a woman.
Did it?
Unless they kicked him in the knackers.
At the third stroke, the time will be.
Etc.
And they changed it to the bloke when it was sponsored by Accurist.
And they should get the number you have dialed is that one.
Is there a long number for the British speaking clock?
Oh, what it used to be.
I don't think I can dial a short number. What's the long number?
I'll get it for you.
I was going to say, there will be one, I just don't know what it is. I'm not helping.
That would be a good thing
helpless.
To round the show off with. Yeah. Okay, so, yes.
Oh,
we're done, aren't we?
I was going to mention. Top of the Pops, bye, see ya.
Oh, yeah, bye-bye, gone. Last one recorded yesterday with Tony Blackburn, what's-his-face, and...
Sir Jimmy.
Yeah, and Reggie Yates, to be shown on Sunday night.
I just sent you the phone number for the UK speaking clock service.
Last ever Top of the Pops after 42 years of mediocrity.
Yay!
Which is a crying shame. I don't think they should be allowed to exit.
Why? It lost the plot.
It's getting crap ratings.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Couldn't they fix it? Jimmel fix it? Because Jimmel fixed it for me and me and me.
Second.
Oh, it's a woman.
Again?
At the third stroke, it will be 9.
That's the old one.
That's the original one.
Bring back the new one with the time sponsored by Accurist.
At third stroke,
you've dialed the 1970s.
Life on Mars! Okay.
Anyway.
Would you like some information about the speaking clock?
Oh, go on then.
The first speaking clock voice was Jane Kane.
Jane Kane?
From 1936 to 1963.
At the Blimey. First clock.
The second speaking clock was Miss Pat Simmons. That's the one we just heard now.
Right.
She was from 1963 until 1984.
Right.
She passed away in November 2005, aged 85. And the present voice, which is a lie, you lie, was Mr. Brian Cobby, who was an assistant supervisor at Withdean Exchange in Brighton.
Are you sure that's the official speaking clock?
The one you just phoned?
Yeah.
What's the Telephones UK speaking clock?
I was going to say, it didn't sound right.
It should be Tim on a stick.
The tall man.
So you want the original... you want the current...
We want the current,
the current bloke.
Accurist. There's definitely a P in speaking.
Okay. Speaking. The third stroke. Yeah, it's coming up to its 70th birthday. They don't have the phone number on the BBC, though, do they? No, no, that would be too easy.
Well, yeah, they do. It's 123.
Is it?
Yeah, but I need a long number. I can't dial that as an international number.
Are you sure?
Shall I just try? Plus, okay, let's try it.
Plus 44123.
Yeah, hang on. Unfortunately, I can't just dial it. I have to create a contact for it.
And did you know that before Brian Cobby, who did the voice to the BT thing, before that, he recorded the 54321 Thunderbirds Are Go?
You know, Skype won't let me enter the number.
Oh, what a shame.
Fucking modern technology, isn't it? Shit.
Okay, speaking clock. Well, we've done that. Been there, seen that, done it.
UK BT. Speaking clock number 123.
Telephones UK, we've been there. How hard can it be to find them?
Phone up direct for inquiries.
Okay, was this the number you called?
Is that a Telephones
yes,
UK
it was.
One?
Bugger, that's the wrong one.
They're
yeah.
useless, you don't want them.
Yeah, hit Wikipedia, that'll have it. Wikipedia, yeah. Speaking clock.
Speaking
UK.
Clock, Wikipedia.
United Kingdom.
Just so we're all on the same page.
Yes, I will put that in the show notes so everyone else can follow. For those of you playing at home, Wikipedia.
Stop that.
Speaking
That's
clock.
Disgusting. You'll go blind.
On the third stroke.
Because the guy died.
Did he?
Yeah. I assume you googled for the same thing I did. I'll put the link in.
I thought it was a woman that died. Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it could be a
There's
woman.
An
Miss Simmons.
Absolutely
Simmons,
no
that's the
information.
One I read about her Simmons dying already. You're not listening.
Was that Simmons we heard then?
The second one, yes. At the third stroke.
That explains why you can't phone it from abroad.
Because it's why? Covered by. What?
During the Cold War, British Telecom Speaking Clock Network was designed to be used in case of nuclear attack to broadcast message from Bomber Command to handle units. Not
okay.
Not dialable from abroad.
No. Rather than being activated and possibly found to be faulty only in event of a war. Yes, the signals to automatic sirens were sent down the wires of individual subscribers, unaware subscribers, for the same reason. A customer would report any fault as soon as it occurred, whereas a problem with a dedicated line would not be noticed until it was needed. Oh, bloody clever. These war people are very clever.
They are quite.
Yeah. The Speaking Clock service was inaugurated in London on the 24th of July 1936 with a pair of clocks in Holborn Exchange.
In where?
A second Holborn Exchange.
Is that like Holborn?
Could be. A second pair of clocks was installed in Liverpool during 1942 as a safeguard against interruption, with a ring main connecting both sets of clocks by diverse routes to all exchange centres in the country.
I was going
to
say, it would be Liverpool, wouldn't it?
Or Liverpool.
Yeah, but you know why Liverpool?
The first speaking clock mechanism used photographic storage in revolving glass discs.
Wow. But yeah, go on. What was in Liverpool at the time?
Don't know. Liverpudlians,
the
I guess.
The London Stock Exchange.
A very accurately controlled electric motor drives both the discs and the scanners. Extreme accuracy is ensured.
On the third stroke. My glass disc will break.
Plink, plink, fizz. Look, are we going to go then, or what?
Oh, an interview with Pat
Simmons. We're way over time. Shall we go?
Post the link to the interview with Simmons, and I need a cup of tea.
A competition was held in 1963 to find the replacement for the speaking clock voice.
Yeah, and in 2003, there was a 12-year-old girl from Scotland who did it as well. Can we go now?
And really? Lenny Henry
yes.
did it as well.
Yeah, Lenny Henry, fuck off.
Yes, I'm sure he can.
With his lesbian wife.
We've broken the hour again.
Isn't Lenny Henry a beard? Oh, no, I'd say that, because Spadger was going to get us sued.
Yeah.
Brilliant. He's done that before. Yes. Shall we hoff, then?
Yeah, okie dokie.
All right. Ta-ra,
bye,
everybody.
Ned.
Bye. Bye, Ned. Bye, Ned. Yes.
Sportcast.
What are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
Well, why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?